This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. The demand for wheat is very strong now. Producers, of course, wish the prices could be better. I'll talk about it coming up after this.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
There's just not a lot of wheat available to the world right now, especially if you're looking at high-quality milling wheat. Following a decreased level of production in half of the world's major wheat exporting countries. Now that includes Australia, Russia, Ukraine, and the European Union. And the result is our wheat exports to some of the price-sensitive markets and typically self-sustaining markets are on the rise because our prices, as low as they are now, are very competitive. Fueling this demand for U.S. wheat is in part the shrinking wheat supplies, and especially that high-quality milling wheat. And according to the International Grains Council, the French wheat prices went up about 11%, $23 a metric ton from the start of this marketing year. Russia's wheat prices have increased $15 a metric ton. Australia's wheat prices have increased $13 a metric ton. And our United States wheat prices at the same time slipped about 8% due to the large, high-quality crop. And the numbers from the International Grains Council show that our wheat is now at a better value than all of the major competitor pairings around the world. That includes wheat coming out of Russia. That includes wheat from France and wheat out of Canada and, yes, wheat out of Australia. The wheat shipped out of the Pacific Northwest, that's soft white wheat, is an average of $47 a metric ton less than Australia's wheat, which is now the most expensive wheat in the world due to the devastating drought that they've suffered. The convergence in prices has resulted in increased sales of U.S. wheat as customers around the world seek to secure supplies. I'll be back after this.